Hi everyone, I'm David Barrett and welcome to my podcast channel. So, as if you know me and you've been following me LinkedIn or subscribing, you know that I've been in the project management business for now probably almost 25, 28 years. It's been a fun ride. And as a professional speaker these days, I talk about taking our careers to the next level. It's kind of one of my passion points these days. And I am really passionate about like what's coming up tomorrow and telling project managers, it's not the same old anymore. The tick box project manager is gone. Yeah, you got a good job and yeah, you're good at what you do, and yeah, you got your PMP designation, but a lot of organizations and potential customers are saying, so what else do you have? And not only that, but what are we doing for our careers, and what can we do to take our careers to the next level? So, one of the things I often say is, listen, look to tomorrow and look at where the projects are coming from, the new project work. The IT bundle is not growing. It's going to be large and it's going to be this size, give or take 10% for the next few years. And telecommunications, but nothing's booming and exploding that'll create new, wonderful, great project work. Well, wait a second. There are some areas. And today I want to talk about one of those areas, artificial intelligence. I believe that AI is going to produce a whole ton of new project work, but it's also going to produce and change the way that we work as project managers. So there's kind of two reasons for this conversation, and I'm really thrilled to be welcoming Paul Boudreau. Paul out of Ottawa, Canada. Paul and I met. Paul is one of my speakers at my inaugural Project Talks event that I run. I run this little TED Talks kind of thing for project managers in Ottawa, and he did a session on project management and AI. Gosh, it was fascinating. So I've given him a quick call, and here he is on the end of the line as a quick introduction. Paul, welcome to my podcast. Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the kind words.
Oh, it's good to have you here. Good. So Paul, let me get you going. First of all, why don't you just very briefly introduce yourself? So who the heck is Paul Boudreau?
Who the heck is Paul Boudreau? Well, I've worked for many years in the technology industry. That's my experience background. Went to all the places here in Ottawa in terms of education. So undergraduate degree at Carleton University. MBA at Ottawa U, and in between there did programming at Algonquin College. And so I do have a bit of programming experience, and I've written some code. But as a project manager, I guess my claim to success is I've done three SAP projects successfully in three countries: Canada, United States, and the UK. So those were big ERP software deployments. And currently, I'm just enjoying myself, doing some writing and teaching. I currently teach at the college. I've been doing that for 9 years. I teach project management, a number of different project management courses.
Cool. Great. Great. And you're in Ottawa, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Good stuff. So this AI thing, this has become a bit of a passion of yours, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So what gives? Why AI?
Why AI? Good question. Well, I've always been interested in technology and new technology and change. And then when I look at projects, and I've been doing some research on projects, and our project success rates are terrible. Like if you look at some of the studies that have come out, like 68% of IT projects fail. And when I go around and talk to people, I say, project managers, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Project managers and people don't deliberately cause projects to fail. It's the methodology that we're using. And so what I'm trying to do is become an advocate that we need to learn how to use AI and incorporate it in our project methodology in order to get better at succeeding at projects.
So that's quite a bold statement. Do I need AI to be to guarantee to give my projects a better success rate? Is that what you're thinking?
I think so. Yeah. Like
Ooh.
what have we done in the past to change the method that we use to implement projects? And certainly, as you said in the opening, there are going to be projects that involve deploying AI somewhere. And my question is going to be, well, how can you have a project to deploy AI and not be using it in your methodology? It's not going to be very efficient. It's not going to work. You're deploying something that you don't even use yourself. So I think this is something that we have to include in project management processes.
So this is an evolution that I'm hearing you say we need to get on top of, we need to understand, because AI will be part of our project management tools, techniques, methodologies, and processes.
Yes, absolutely. Whether we're ready for it or not, the tools are coming. They're what I see is a wave that's just going to wash over us. And I think it's going to be both a bit intimidating and a bit kind of exciting, because you want to be able to use them. But I'm not sure we're ready. I'm not sure we know the background of how to incorporate these things and what to look for and kind of the things that may trip us up.
Wow. And there you are. Ready to help us out. Is that it?
I guess that's me, yeah.
Very cool. Good for you. Good for you. I liken this back to the Y2K era when we were 2 to 3 years out and everyone was waking up thinking the world's going to come to an end with this Y2K business and we better get ready. There weren't a lot of profits out there, but there were certainly a couple of people. So I'm loving this space and I love your passion for this. And I do believe that you're quite right. AI is coming to a theater near you and you better be ready. If you are listening and you are a project manager and you are comfortable in doing well, that's all right. But look five to 8 years down the road, and the AI okay. will be...
Let's try one to two.
Oh, come on, really? That quickly?
Well, there's tools out there now. So, for example, I'll talk about someone else's tool. I have some tools that I'm developing. So, personally, I have a research team that's involved in developing... I think we've got 5 tools on the go right now. And one of my tools is basically ready now. I'm just looking for clients to do a prove in. But for anyone doing agile projects, there is a friend of mine in the UK who's got a tool that will review your user story using function point analysis, for those who are familiar with it in project management, and capturing errors in your user story based on AI technology and predictive analytics. So that's available now. He's currently in a conference in the States because there are a lot of clients down there looking for it. Wow. So this is not in the future. This is coming right now.
Okay. So I saw the title of this podcast and AI, I'm a project manager and AI is sort of out there. So do we need a 30-second to 1 minute foundation? What is AI and how does it work? Is that a stupid question?
No, that's a good question. So there's a couple of aspects to AI, because it's a huge field and people use it in different ways. But there are 2 basic components that I'm interested in and I think are the ones that are going to impact project management the most. The first one is called machine learning. And machine learning is just software code. And this software code is different than most software codes. Most software code, you program in all the logic. So whenever anybody type something in or you need to do a response, it knows everything in the background. And that code is thousands and thousands of lines long. And if you do something it doesn't expect, then it just stops. Machine learning code is based on something called a neural network. That's what I use. And what a neural network does is it, in the software code, it builds a model. So it reads all the data, and from the data, it builds a model. And then from that model, you can make decisions. And isn't this just fascinating? What we're doing now with the software is we make decisions based on data. Isn't that what we were always told as project managers and managers? Make decisions based on data. Well, now we have a machine learning tool, a machine learning algorithm that will help us do exactly that. And the second component is called natural language processing. And natural language processing is the ability of software code to read words and to a certain extent understand them. It doesn't really understand words, but it uses words as data and forms them in a way that it can communicate and interpret things like documents and communication.
Wow. Clear as... Okay. If I'm not a programmer, I'm a little bit of a one, but yeah, there's a lot of technical stuff in there, but
it's software. It's basically a software program. Okay. They're all software programs, and it's not like the Terminator. This is not software that becomes sentient, takes over the world. And I've just been reading a book by one of the original creators of neural networks. And he answered the question of, you know, will the software become intelligent and take over the world? And I can't remember his exact quote, but what he said was, taking over the world has nothing to do with intelligence and everything to do with testosterone. So this is just software code. You can do, you know, pull the plug on it, stop it. It has a cognitive ability, but not a runaway cognitive ability. And we see the decision making in AI in things like self-driving cars. The self-driving car has to know what a stop sign is and stop.
Right. So as a project manager, I'm hearing, okay, maybe, so what I'm thinking is this is just going to be a tool within my toolkit. This isn't going to be there every day. Will this be something I can turn off, turn on, or is this something, is this a platform I have to decide on at the beginning of my work in order to be effective?
I think you have to adapt the tools to your organization and your projects. But one of the things I do want to mention here is that AI is a disruptive technology. This isn't just another one of these things that comes along. It's a disruptive technology. And if you understand a disruptive technology, you get the greatest value from a disruptive technology by changing the way that you manage things. So these aren't little Band-Aid things. These are things that you really have to do things completely different in order to get the value. So do you turn it on or turn it off? You have to reconfigure your process for managing the project by using these tools.
And it would make sense that I have to reconfigure my process because AI learns through experience.
Absolutely.
You're
correct,
using
yes.
one or both of these parts of the puzzle that you mentioned earlier, the machine learning language and the natural language processing. It will evolve and it will grow and it will start to figure you out, not because you turned it on with Project 8, but because it became part of your overall environment and it learns from everything.
That's absolutely correct and a good observation. One of the key things about these learning tools is they have to keep learning. It's not like a software tool that you install and then you update it a year later. They have a constant learning, and it's called reinforcement learning. So as you move it through the project and you get more data, you feed that data into the tool, and it learns and gets better.
And then it creates. So this is not the tool that's in my toolbox that I pick up and use. It is there. It is constantly learning, and therefore it becomes new data, new points that I can access within the project lifecycle, if desired, but it is always there and always growing.
That should be, yes. Yes, it should be.
Wow. So this isn't an easy decision. I'm a junior project manager, new to the business, and I am so far away from the decision-making process. So I don't know that I can ever get the organization to start thinking about this, but maybe I'm more senior listening to this now and I'm running the PMO or the EPMO. And so how do I get started? Is this going to be an expensive sell to the organization? Where do I go from here? I like the idea. I'd like to investigate.
Well, you're asking me a lot of questions at once, David.
Let me start off with
the organization and the value to the organization. What if you could get, what if every project you started, you knew you would have between a 95 to 98% chance of project success? And I mean delivering the scope on time and on budget almost every single time. I mean, isn't there a value to that? Value to your clients?
Sounds good to me, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. So, and are we ready? The other part is this, you know, junior project manager, they have a role to play too. So first of all, in order to use these tools, as we talked about, they require data. And I mean a lot of data. And it requires something called structured data. Structured data means that the data is properly formatted and accessible. And I think if you think about project management data and all the project management documents that may be stored, I'm not sure that all the data is properly formatted and easily accessible. I talked to one of my clients last week. And they said, well, I've got two files here and I have to kind of merge the two files and have to put this together. And I don't know if this data field is meaning all the same thing. So the first thing is data is very, very important, much more important. And I think a portion of a project manager's role when you adopt these tools is going to be more focused on ensuring that the data is available and properly formatted and retained and things like that. Second for the organization is there needs to be this willingness to change. But I think the willingness is going to be based on success rates. Not only can you have a higher project success rate, but you can do it at a cheaper cost of doing the project. And you, the other question you threw in there was, you know, what's it going to cost? These tools are like most software tools these days. You know, they're subscription-based, so it's almost like a pay-per-use thing. You probably get some features for free. One of the tools I'm developing that I have for use, so you'll get to use it for free on the internet if you want to load your data up, and then after that, for additional features, you can pay per feature or pay per user or whatever it is. So they tend to be geared towards the organization. The smaller the organization, the cheaper the cost. The larger the organization, the more expensive it'll be, but then you'll get more benefit as well, because that's the whole thing. You get a bigger payback.
Right. So, okay. So the entry fee doesn't sound all that big. The entry effort does sound a little bit bigger. I hear what you're saying when you talk about standard data format. And it's the age-old problem. If we have two databases that are asking the same thing, but collecting it differently or asking the question a little differently, then the data is not going to meld together very well. So we've got a bit of a problem there. Well, we can figure that one out. And then we've got a problem of sort of getting everybody on board to accept this new way of, not way of working, because we're not working it yet, but this new environment.
Methodology. I prefer to call it a methodology. And you're right. And with your background, I think you can see this, is that it requires a strategy. Where do I want to be? I want to be with this high success rate, continued success, you know, continue to build trust with my clients and respect with my clients. So how do I get there? How do I get there to install these tools? Well, where am I now? Right? And am I taking your space here? Where am I now? What does my data look like? And how do I implement this? So it's a bit of the strategy along, you know, how you coach people to do it.
Fascinating. This isn't a slam dunk. Are there many vendors out there? We have to find a vendor now for these different tools. Is it going to be, I'm getting nervous. Am I going to go out there and see a whole four of different tools that do different things? Or is there an AI box that I can select, box 1, 2, or 3, that'll take care of all my needs?
Well, you're getting into a very, very complex but fascinating field when you ask a question like that. That's the right question to ask. First of all, there will be many vendors, and many of them will be there now. So, for example, there are vendors out there who are adding little pieces of AI to their tools. So maybe a bit of predictive analytics here, or because they've already got existing tools that they sell. So why not try and use this technology and make it better, kind of thing? But there's a problem with that. And the problem with that is these vendors are trying to do what I call a piecemeal solution. So they want to give you a little bit of like resource loading fixes, or a little bit of maybe schedule fixes. And from my perspective, AI needs to have a what I call a holistic perspective on the project. Because as project managers, isn't that what we do? We're pretty much the only people on the project who have this complete overview of all the moving parts on this project. So we need to take a holistic perspective when we make decisions and do things on the project. So I think your AI tools also need to do that. Otherwise, it takes us down a road of having all these tiny little fixes, and you never really select the tool or the vendor that's going to give you this change to your process methodology that is going to get the big gain. That's what I'm concerned with, is you have to be careful. Now, in terms of vendors, that's extremely new, AI and project management. Of course, there are vendors that have AI tools for all other parts of the business world, but not so much for project management. It's very new. I can count, I think I know of about three that are kind of being offered right now, maybe even two. But in that process, I'm developing a number of tools. So for example, I'm developing what I call a predictor tool, which based on your project documents, and people who are familiar with PMBOK, project documents is actually a list of 33 different documents that you create before you start a project. And my predictor tool looks at all those documents and looks at key factors in those documents, close to 100 key factors. And then it develops a model based on that data. What makes the project successful? And then when you have a new project come up, you feed the project documents for the new project into the predictor tool, and it will give you a probability of success. Probability of 95% success based on these documents, probability of 65% success. And if you're concerned that you've only got a probability of 65% success, then you better take your project team and go back and kind of look at the strategy and look at those documents, because you need to fix them.
That's unbelievable. Wow. And this is only today, and I'd love to have a conversation right now. Let's go forward 4 years and have the conversation 3 years and see where we are, because it sounds like this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I think it is, yeah. There are tools that can help you manage stakeholders. There are tools that, like, you can have an app on your phone, what I call ubiquitous project management, where you actually talk to a tool like Alexa or Siri or Google Assistant, and, you know, you have your project documents loaded in there, and you can query the documents. Any of your stakeholders can query them if you allow them. And there are other tools such as managing issues or managing changes on projects for change control. I mean, we all want to have a better handle on managing change control. And there's a tool that I'm developing, which again will take your scope document and understand, based on the scope, what changes are likely to happen on your project. And I know it seems like, oh yeah, okay, well, I don't think it's gonna happen. Okay, so you don't have to change your scope document, but trust me, at least put it in your risk register. And then you can account for this possible change in scope through risk. So we're really trying to take these tools and help the project manager be more successful. And you can see already all of these tools are helping the project manager be more successful at managing the project, make decisions in a more timely manner, make more accurate decisions as the project is being executed. And that's all going to lead to higher project success rates. And that's kind of my passion. That's where I want to get to. We have to be, this profession of project management needs success rates that are high, because it's just unacceptable to continue to fail and have things that are late. I'm in Ottawa, and the rapid transit was just deployed, and it was 2 years. It's 2 years late. How can we tolerate that as project managers? We need tools that are going to make us, or allow us to deliver the project on time and on budget every time.
Good for you. I love it. I'm going to go back. I just have to, this is, I was almost a perfect wrap up, and the bow was almost finished, but I'm going, wait, before you talk, I want to go back to something you said, because I want to give our audience a quick little sample. You talked about the idea of a project manager lifting their his or her cell phone and talking to Siri. You demonstrated this at Project Talks Ottawa, and you said, watch this, and oh my gosh, and this is kind of where it hit. And if I remember correctly, now I hand it over to you to fix my words, you asked Siri something like, hey Siri, what happens if if a vendor delivers 3 weeks late, what will happen to critical path of the project? And all of a sudden, Siri says, well, if that's late, then the following five things could happen. And oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. It was a wonderful demonstration. Did I get the story half right?
Yeah, no, you're good. And I deliberately did that because I want people to get excited about the technology. So I asked Alexa two questions. First one was, Alexa, is there any training in the scope document? So that means I have my project documents loaded, and I can do any sort of query on my project documents. That's kind of a static situation. There are companies right now, there are two companies that will do that for you now. As a matter of fact, what they do is they load the entire documentation for an organization onto a database that will allow you to access it by an app and query it. And that's, think about organizations' policies and procedures. But with a project, now we have the project documents. The second thing I asked on Alexa was, you know, can I have a number of tasks that are due this week, can I delay them? And this isn't just a query. What happens now behind this virtual assistant, there's something called an intelligent agent. Now, that's not developed yet. I don't want to fool people. It's coming, but it's not quite there yet. And what an intelligent agent does is it uses the logic from project management to determine things like, are these tasks on the critical path? Are these tasks in the risk register? How does this all link up? How does it link to quality, for example? How does it link to a specific stakeholder? How does it link to a scope document and the traceability matrix for what requirement is, you know, is linked to certain tasks? So I demonstrated it to just a small area, but that virtual assistant with intelligent agent in the background, that will be one of the most powerful tools, I think, in project management. That one is going to be a few years out, but nonetheless, we need to get excited about it and get ready for it because we need to have the data.
Yep. Wow. Very cool. Love it. Wow. Learned lots. Paul, this was amazing. Listen, before we go, thank you so much for this. I just, the clouds have started to part. I'm excited. This is very neat. But you've got a book coming out. I understand you've been working this summer. You've got a book that, as the listeners might listen now, is coming out, or the listener might be 3 months ahead of time. And this is being recorded sometime in October 2019. So if this is 2020 and you're hearing this, Paul, you got a book out.
Yes.
Tell us about the book. What's going on?
So the book is titled Applying Artificial Intelligence to Project Management. And one of the reasons I wrote it is because there wasn't anything else. There is nothing out there that links artificial intelligence to project management. And I've targeted the book for project managers, junior project managers, students of project management, and even business managers who want to understand how artificial intelligence is going to work. And it's very basic and it's very readable as well. So don't think you have to be a PhD in math or something to go through it. It's very readable, very understandable. And I encourage people to pick it up and go through it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Wonderful.
I've had a couple of my former students who are now project managers have read the draft copies, and they really enjoyed it. So it should be out in October 2019. I'm very excited about it.
Good. And you're going to publish on the under Amazon. I can find it on Amazon.
It'll be on Amazon. Look for the title under Amazon or my name, Paul Boudreau. Under Amazon, it'll be available either paperback or through an e-reader. I use Kindle. I read books on Kindle, so I download things on the e-reader.
Good. And you are on LinkedIn, of course. And so if I wanted to follow you, I could find you on LinkedIn, Ottawa, Paul Boudreau, Ottawa, or Paul Boudreau AI, or any keyword will find you, I'm sure. And I can follow you. Are you accepting LinkedIn invitations these days, or are you kind of picky about that?
Absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn. Type in Paul Boudreau, Ottawa. You should find me easily. Okay. And I will accept people on LinkedIn. I publish blog articles on LinkedIn about AI and project management. I haven't done one for a while, but I will be continuing to do blog articles, just little tidbits on my experience and some of the clients I'm dealing with and some of the issues that they've had in using some of these AI tools in their organization. And I've had a few interesting conversations.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Well, we'll look forward to it. If I'm interested, I'm going to find you on LinkedIn. I'm going to follow you because I know that on LinkedIn, you're going to tell us when the book's available, how I can find it, how I can get it. Paul Boudreau, this was absolutely fabulous. Anything I should have asked you that I didn't ask you that you're going to kick me for later? Or did I get it?
I don't think so. I think you've covered everything. Okay, I think the whole thing you started was, you know, why is this my passion and what is it all about? And I think it's about helping project managers become successful and helping project managers be successful in their role. And I think we can do that with using AI tools. And hopefully we'll get excited about it. It really is a call to action. Let's do this. Let's be successful. Let's make this profession recognized as, you know, important and being able to deliver all the projects on time and on budget.
Wonderful. Well done. Paul, thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you back when we did our first event in Ottawa for Project Talks. It was a pleasure catching up with you today. Very excited. Congratulations on this journey and the best of luck to you and your book and your career. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, David.
All the best.